Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Who gonna check me, boo?
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol.
Now go to sleep, wee.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Mention It All podcast. I am Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld. Friday, Friday.
That was such an unusual, I just said hello, hello, like who am I?
Hello, hello. You hello, know what? Hello, hello. It's fun though to maybe like say random things. Like,
honestly, it's bonjour. Just a podcast of, it's a podcast of saying random things. Bonjour, mon chéri. I'm going to do the whole podcast in French today, which should be fun because I do not speak French.
That, not today, not today. Maybe like Monday because like who cares anyway? But, you know, do you have anything fun planned this weekend?
Planned this weekend? No, I certainly don't. What about you? You had a wedding that you were supposed to go to this weekend, right?
Literally, I don't know how everything falls on the same weekend. Like, don't do anything for months at a time. And I'm celebrating a wedding and a 30th birthday this weekend. It's my first like drive-by situation. I haven't done one of those yet.
So the wedding is still happening?
Okay. So the wedding was supposed to be tomorrow at the Plaza in New York City. So it was very, it's still going to happen, but tomorrow is a Zoom wedding. So I'm excited for that. But it's interesting because she, in the email she sent out, it's a Zoom where like we can't see each other. No one can, the guests can't see each other. Like everyone can only see them.
I see you.
I've never heard of that before, but I was like, okay, cool.
I guess it makes sense because you're not, then you're going to be watching the bride and the groom, not like somebody's niece picking their nose on the Zoom call.
Right. And I always watch everyone else. But so and then Sunday I have a drive-by like 30th surprise birthday, which will be nice to like go outside, but I haven't seen anyone. Like my friends make fun of me. I'm very like hesitant. I won't like go. I don't know why. I think it's like a mental thing now. And so I'm excited to like see my friends physically. So that should be fun. We'll all be wearing our masks. And
so basically don't call or text Barry this weekend because she is booked and busy. Meanwhile,
I will reach out if I will answer if I have a moment.
Meanwhile, I will be just soaking up the weekend in my Pampered by Portia sheets, not sponsored, but I've been sleeping on them for about a week now. Some people have asked for an update, and ladies and gentlemen, they are extremely comfortable.
Really?
Yeah, they're super soft. I washed them, of course, before putting them on the bed, just because you never know. And they feel luxurious. They certainly feel like an upgrade from whatever I had before. I don't know where, I don't pay that much attention. But yeah, I'm loving my, Portia did well with the sheets. I'm liking them a lot.
Interesting. Does she have like pillows, home decor, or like strictly sheets? It's a sheet game.
Oh, Barry, this website is bare bones. It is solely the sheet set. They have obviously different sizes.
And then that's so funny.
They have different sizes of the sheets. A bunch of, they're all plain colors. There's maybe like 12 colors. And then you can buy additional pillowcases, but that is it.
You know what? I like that and appreciate that because I will tell you why. I can't fucking stand when all these people come out with all of these brands and then they just like come out with all of this shit? The world doesn't need any more shit except from shopbetches.com. You guys can get anything you want there. But like, I'm serious. Plug. So she wants to do sheets? Do fucking sheets. That's it.
Right. It's nice because it's like, I don't need everything in my house from Porsche. Like, I don't need... I don't need Porsche lamps and Porsche candles.
I was going to say a lamp too.
but the sheets are good. I won't deny. I'm not mad about them. I'm not mad that I bought the sheets. I would purchase them again. Maybe I will.
I was going to say, get another color. Like, you deserve it. You deserve to change your sheets.
The colors though are a little weak
color game.
Like, I actually was talking to my sister about this. Like, they have purple, but it's not like a nice like lilac or something. It's like Crayola marker purple.
Oh,
and like, and then Barney? they have like blue, and it's like a little too blue. Like, all the colors are kind of plain, so I just got my light gray and I'm very happy with those.
Like, she had last year's color palette.
Yeah, like, I would love a more subtle...
I'm looking them up right now.
Oh my God. Okay.
Her home page is her in the Bravo clubhouse, the Watch What Happens Live clubhouse. You guys, sure. This is really funny. You should go look at it. Anyway.
So I am currently lounging in my Porsche sheets, and we have a wild episode of Real Housewives of New York to talk about. Maybe.
I'm like, I will choking. Say,
the Hamptons episode was maybe crazier, but I think this might be the best episode of the season so far.
Yeah, the episode was titled Hurricane Leah, and holy moly, they were not exaggerating in like the slightest at all. And let me tell you, we'll get into it because we have to go.
It's funny.
The difference, I constantly find myself comparing them to Beverly Hills because this episode basically was one dinner scene, but there was like 17 things happening in one dinner scene. And I was not bored at all. It was a lot of conversation. It is funny how different
on both Beverly Hills and New York this week, we see them going on kind of their mini trip. And the episodes could not be more different in tone and in behavior and level of drunkenness.
Yeah, to be honest, I would have chosen, I liked, the women of New York went to Newport, Rhode Island this weekend, and they took a bus, a car service, a something to transport them all there. And on the bus, Leah asks Ramona, which I can't help but think that production had something to do with the timing of the asking of the question, because that really led, she asked if her sister can come, blah, 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 on the trip, on the way there. When in reality, any other person would have asked prior to the trip, but...
Perhaps. I
didn't.
Regardless, well, I mean, we don't know if that's true. I do think
that's like, my opinion.
Ramona, later in the episode, certainly is an ass about this whole situation, but when push comes to shove, if I were in Leah's position, I wouldn't have asked like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, Leah asked, and Ramona said yes.
Yes,
and that is what sets the whole thing in motion. Ramona obviously is a little hesitant about it. It maybe is not her first choice, but when it comes down to it, she says that it's okay for Leah's sister to come the next day.
Mind you, they were also acting as if Leah was asking if she could bring a new random boyfriend on a girls' trip. And Leah was asking if she can bring her sister on an overnight. Like, come on, you got to look at the big picture here. But Leah, who has done everything right so far, including last night's episode, even said that she wasn't in a good headspace and she needed her sister there. So that's the only like blurry space, I would say, because she could have led the conversation with that, but she actually just let the audience know that. She didn't let the women know that.
It was funny to me when Sonia kept saying in her confessionals, she like, when we take a girls trip, we want it to just be the girls. And it's like, you've only known Leah for a couple months. It's not as if this is some group of women that's known each other since college and all of a sudden there's a stranger coming in. It's like, that is such a fake thing to say. Like, we just want it to be the girls. It's
right.
Like, calm down. But so they get there and Ramona is already kind of second guessing and they're at this wine, oyster, whatever place during the day. Oysters. And oh my God, I want oysters. I miss oysters. But so Ramona is already kind of going back and forth and they're having this argument and it just was, you could tell it was going downhill from basically the moment they got to Newport and Ramona.
Yeah, but I liked when Leah was like, you invited Elise here. And it was funny because then everyone's silent. And then Ramona was like, everyone knows Elise, but we don't. We don't know Elise. We don't know her dynamic with the group. So Leah had a good point there. But her whole like attitude about the whole thing was very calm. She was joking with the women, even though she was being serious. But then we get ready for dinner.
I really feel like they've done a very poor job of introducing Elise on this season.
Yeah, because I agree.
I mean, she's a friend of, she's officially a part of the cast, even if she's not a housewife. She's been in almost every episode. She's coming on this trip with them.
She's been in more episodes than Garcelle.
For sure. But it's like, why? We haven't gotten any kind of actual introduction. And I know she's not a housewife, but it feels disconcerting to have somebody around so much that it truly feels like we know nothing about. And what little we do know about her is from outside sources, like articles about her husband and her past and all of this stuff, which is interesting, but it feels on the show like she's still just this random woman who's there and maybe once or twice an episode kind of inserts herself in the drama. And it's like, why are you speaking? We don't know you.
Yeah.
Calling all my honeys. Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Whether you're a bride, a wedding guest, or simply seeking everyday smoothing, Honeylove is the go-to for all things shapewear. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. For a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/MIA. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/MIA. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling Superpower Short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. It's designed to work with your body, not against it. The Superpower Short is helping ladies everywhere sculpt and smooth from stomach to thigh by offering just the perfect amount of compression. You won't have to worry about it rolling down, which is unheard of in shapewear, thanks to flexible boning that's hidden in the side seams. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/MIA. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/MIA. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Shape your life with Honeylove.
So when the girls or the women, older women, start getting ready for dinner, Leah has already started drinking. So you know what's so crazy is something we have to think about is that she is 20 years younger than these women. Anything she's doing, they did already and are still doing at their age. Mind you, she's alone. She's not in a good headspace. So she's like three sheets to the wind before they go to dinner. So they get to dinner and literally all hell breaks loose. And honestly, I was smiling while watching this the whole time. And I got to tell you, seeing the internet respond, and this might've just been what I was seeing, I don't know. A lot of people were on Leah's side last night. Her behavior was nuts and not the time or place. But like, I don't know. The show did a really good job of her like not being the bad guy in this. It was weird. And it was very, what Ramona and Sonia did was very calculated in the sense that they wanted to pick a time during dinner to retake the invite of Leah's sister. And how could they not see the level of drunkenness that Leah was in to not have a conversation with her at that time?
Yeah, it was, the whole thing was like, I understand if Ramona is having second thoughts or saying that she wishes she hadn't said yes or whatever, but as someone who talks about, you know, what's like socially acceptable and stuff like that, I don't understand how you think it's okay to like go back on what you said multiple times. Right. And not expect to have any kind of reaction. And it's about her sister. It's not just like, oh, I met this girl. Can she come
right
home? So for reference, I did a poll on our Instagram story last night for Team Leah or Team Ramona. 88% say Team Leah in this.
That's hot. That's a high percentage. But let me tell you something. When they kept showing flashbacks of all the women being like, I would never behave like that. And then they kept inserting flashbacks mm-hmm. through all the seasons. That was incredible because that, not even all the seasons, last episode, Sonia, a grown-ass woman, was peeing in the orchards during the day, drunk. That is not anything, what Leah was doing was not anything the woman haven't done before, but I thought it was hilarious when Tinsley, our little lovely Tinsley, found dinner to be the perfect time to sit down with Dorinda and like quote unquote make up and have a perfect conversation about their whatever friendship they have. And while this is happening, Leah is playing like ring around the rosy with herself around the dinner table. Luann is sitting by herself trying to like get everyone under control. The whole scene was like hilarious. And I don't know if you noticed there were people in the background. Did you notice like people in the background, like watching, like bystanders?
That's so interesting. Cause they weren't at, it was weird. They weren't at a restaurant. They were right in this weird, it felt like they were in like a field, but I don't know where they actually were.
I think they were like in a field a little off, like over the water, but we couldn't see cause it was dark out.
Okay. I think. And it's so funny because one of the main things so far this season has been Tinsley and Dorinda's beef. And they really, it seems like they squashed their issues and we kind of didn't even notice because we had Leah tugging at the curtains and throwing the glasses and picking at the food and getting dragged on the ground by Sonia over to have a quote unquote conversation with Ramona. And it was just such a mess. And honestly, all of these women have had moments like that. Like you said, we saw Luann falling in the bushes. I thought it was hilarious that Ramona tweeted last night that she has never been drunk on the show.
I literally said today, Ramona wasn't drunk in one episode. So all of a sudden she's like the queen of all. Like that she wasn't drunk last night. So she's like the word of the group. Like, I don't think so. Dorinda said it perfectly though last night. She said, none of us should be judged by one night. And that's true. That was mm-hmm. Leah's, like, that was it. And Leah on her live last night even said, thank you, you'll never see me act like that again. So
then the next morning, we see Ramona is basically, she has it out for Leah. She thinks mm-hmm. it's completely unacceptable, and she doesn't want to be embarrassed in Newport. And all of a sudden, we kind of see everyone, for the most part, kind of coming to Leah's defense. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Dorinda is on Leah's side. We see Luann saying to Ramona that she's, you know, ripping into Leah for what she did the night before. And really, the only other person who is kind of team Ramona is Elise.
Of course, obviously. But it's funny because the level of disrespect that Ramona shows sometimes is like mind-boggling. And the worst part is that sometimes she doesn't even notice. When she closed off the circle while the ladies were like having their Bloody Marys in the morning, like talking, she did that on purpose. And like, it's just, and then she starts talking about Leah. And Leah, I feel like, is like me. I would do the same thing where Leah was like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, say something to me then. And then Sonia was like, Ramona wants you to apologize, but Ramona still hasn't turned around yet. Like, grow a pair, you know? Like, say what you feel. What's the issue? And then that made me so mad.
And then when Leah actually does talk to Ramona, for Ramona to say that she blocked out what Leo was doing last night because it was just so awful. And she just didn't want to relive it. And then Luann, who I love in this moment, goes, you didn't block it out. You blacked out.
Luann is like very funny when she has these like one little like digs. And because she, I feel, is the only one who can say whatever the fuck she wants to Ramona. And like, and Ramona takes it.
Right. Luann can say whatever she wants and just kind of laugh it off because they really have. I mean, they've been on this show together for 12 years. At this point, like, what are they going to do to each other?
Right.
And I just think it's so interesting that Ramona has chosen this to be like so incensed about, and that she's being embarrassed and Leah is totally out of line. And she says that Leah has two sides and we don't need the crazy side in this group. And it's just like, do you hear yourself?
Right. You don't know what I think is funny? It's because Ramona wasn't the center of attention. It was Ramona's night. And she made it seem like, look what I did for you girls. And like, you didn't do anything. You called ahead and made a reservation. Did you make the damn clams? No. And so, and oh, you brought crowns? That was so nice of you. And so, but the next day it's, she, if it was her in that position, it would be like the funniest thing in the world to her. But because it wasn't, it was an issue. But we see Elise, you're right, inserting herself more because she brought up the one thing everybody knows you don't bring up to anybody, which is a child. And Elise asked Leah, like, how would you feel if that was your daughter? And Leah said, my daughter's 12. Like, that's not even something we're thinking about. Like, what is wrong with you?
That was so out of line.
Fucking pissed. Like, she made the right move with like moving herself out before she did something stupid, but you can tell Elise actually felt bad what she said and got a little like oops.
Well, because it's the kind of thing where obviously it's one thing to think that and be like, yeah, I wouldn't want my daughter to do that on TV, but to say that to someone you don't really know, and when their daughter is not at an age where she is partying or, you know, 12, putting herself like- out there, it's like, why would you say, like, that isn't relevant to the situation. It's not about Leah's daughter. It's not it's not like on Beverly Hills where Denise is talking about her kids and then they're kind of circling around that. It's like nobody, there was no reason for Leah's daughter to even be mentioned in that situation. And it's like, Elise, sit down. Not where you should be putting yourself into the situation.
Right.
But then, so one of the funniest things was after the episode. So Avery Singer.
Wait. Before that, I wanted to say that one thing that Leah said on her live, which was like epic. She goes, the fact that Sonia and Ramona were doing, like planning that, like was really just not nice. She goes, I may not be good at drinking, but I'm not a cunt. And just like stopped talking. Oh, and I was like, Leah, you're amazing. I can't. Okay, so yeah, this is like where the good drama starts after the show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
So Avery is on Instagram Live, she's on her story, she's watching the episode with
Ramona's
her mom.
Daughter, yeah.
And she is like filming Leah when she is being crazy at the table, and then she flips the camera around and she's like, oh my god, like, mom, I'm embarrassed for you, like, oh my god, can you imagine? And it's just like Avery is inserting herself into something that doesn't matter. She is so one-sided in this. Obviously, she's on her mom's side, fine. But it's like nobody shares your opinion. Everybody thinks your mom is being an asshole. Right. And So then people were DMing Leah about what Avery said, and they were like, hey, can you call out Avery? And so Leah posted on her story. She tagged Ramona and she tagged Avery and said, sit down. And she said, I'm closer to Avery's age than Ramona's, which is certainly true. And she said, Avery's 25. She's not off limits. And I just think it's so funny.
Because yes, we're talking about not talking about kids, but Avery's not a kid.
Like, Avery's not a kid. And she right. got in, she stepped into the herself. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I just think it's one of those things where it's like, Avery, you are not involved in this situation. No. Nobody cares about your opinion. You're not relevant in terms of housewives. And
or like, at sit, all.
Sit down. Nobody needs your, nobody wants your little 2 cents.
Here's the thing. Well, you're at, everything you just said was like perfect, but it was funny because she was doing that because Ramona needed allies last night. So like, it was so forced like to go after Leah that it was uncomfortable to watch. And the worst part about something like that is when it backfires. Like I was cringe. It was awkward. Like I don't want it to continue, to be honest. It's not a fight I'm really looking to like enjoy because it's not.
Should we just agree that our number one Bravo Lab in the group is Leah for this week?
Yeah.
I feel like we can just call it.
I mean, no, yeah, like Leah, you win. But yeah, there was nothing else really. That's what I'm saying. Her behavior was so crazy, but it was so good. Like, I don't know. It was something about that episode. It was like amazingly done.
But I will say honorable mention to Dorinda for kind of reeling herself in this
yes.
week, because the last couple episodes have been not fun to watch her. And she seems kind of a little more back on track now, which I'm.
How bad do you think that Dorinda and Luann both wanted to be in Leah's shoes last night? That's all I kept thinking. I was like, Luann's like, shit, give me a martini. Oh, one more thing we forgot to talk about. Speaking of that, the fact that Ramona called Leah a recovering alcoholic.
Oh yeah.
And that was like, come on. She was such an asshole last night. I'm not even talking about her the rest of today's recording. Sorry. So
the rest of today's recording, girl, we're done.
It's over. Okay. So thanks for listening. thanks for listening. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Join our Facebook group and follow us on Instagram at Bravo by Betches.
Betches.